am here as the voice of the voiceless to ask both these leaders, what are they doing to ensure the protection of ordinary people? What are they doing to address the IDP camps? Because the UN compounds were never intended to host 80,000 people. What are they doing to ensure that their followers are instructed not to attack civilians, particularly not to attack refugee camps?
Now, following these visits, how hopeful are you for a negotiated and durable solution to the conflict?
I note that both President Kiir and Dr. Machar do note that there's a need for a political solution, but each wants the other to do something before they get to the table. And I've urged them to do that in the interests of South Sudan. I reminded them of how the world celebrated when you achieved independence here. We welcomed the newer state of South Sudan. We had so much hope for the people. And with Dr. Machar, I said, I've just walked through this village in order to meet with you, and I see little children naked, sitting in the mud. What is the future of these children? Surely you should have a vision for this country. And so I'm urging both leaders not to be preoccupied with their own interests at this moment, but to consider the future of South Sudan.
Have you had the opportunity also to meet with the civilians where you have been to?
I have met with civilians, I've met with community leaders. With the community leaders I met in Bor, clearly they express their fear and anxiety and disappointment that the government had placed them in this situation where they were forced to leave their homes. The planting season is due soon. They're very troubled by supplies of food and what is going to be their fate in future. They really want to resume their lives. And they asked me to please convey this to not only the international community, but leaders here. Leadership must take responsibility to put things right, to end the violations, so that people can return to their land, plant crops. If that is not facilitated, we have a bigger crisis. I can't even imagine what it'd be like if the risk of famine takes over in this country.
Now, how can accountability and justice really be achieved in this context?
Firstly, the Office of the Human Rights, which is based here in UNMIS, is investigating, and I know that they will follow up their interim report with the final report. This is a factual account of all violations. My task as High Commissioner is also to monitor human rights violations from Geneva and New York. We're doing that. We have offered our support and assistance to the AU Commission of Inquiry. I welcome the fact that the AU set up a Commission of Inquiry to investigate matters here. I hope to meet some members of the Commission of Inquiry. I heard both from President Kiir and Dr. Machar that they've set up investigation into the violations as well, and they both promised they will hold perpetrators liable.
The conflict has taken asymmetric dimension, that is, civilians mobilizing to fight civilians from the other ethnic groups or from other tribes. How can this really be addressed?
I think it's important that both the government and opposition, and including rebels within the community who are armed, to recognize the serious risk of ethnic divisions, which can spiral into something really more serious. I am disturbed by the ethnic dimension being introduced into the struggle so far. I've seen this from our investigations as well, that even within the UN camps, groups are being targeted on the basis of their ethnicity. This is a dangerous route.